And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 6th of August, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who discovered the antibacterial properties of penicillin, Sir Alexander Fleming, bacteriologist, born in Lochfield, Scotland, 1881. Came into his lab one morning in 1928 to find that he'd left the lid off a petri dish containing a Staphylococcus culture, which had become contaminated by a blue-green mold. And he noted that right around the moldy spots, the bacteria were no longer growing. So he isolated the mold and determined it was Penicillium notatum. It's the birthday of Alfred Lord Tennyson, born in Lincolnshire, England, 1809. Tennyson fell into depression when he was in college. His father died, his best friend died, and he'd gotten some particularly negative reviews of his poetry. And so he didn't publish anything for 10 years. When he finally put out his next book, titled simply Poems, it established his career. He succeeded Wordsworth as Poet Laureate of Britain, and Queen Victoria gave him the title of Baron. He was the first poet to sit in the House of Lords based simply on the merits of his verse. It was on this day, 1786, Robert Burns stood before his church as public penance for antenuptial fornication, premarital sex, with Jean Armour. She was pregnant with fraternal twins. It was a great scandal. After the birth of the twins, Robert Burns left for Edinburgh, and he found success, literary success, and also romantic success. Then he came back home, was reunited with Jean Armour, and she became pregnant with a second set of twins. And it was on this day, 1623, Anne Hathaway, the wife of Shakespeare, died at the age of 67. Shakespeare spent much of his life apart from Hathaway, living in London, touring the country. She stayed behind in Stratford-on-Avon. His will left most of his estate to their eldest daughter, and to Hathaway he bequested only his second-best bed. But when she died, she was buried in a plot next to her husband. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland entitled Candlelight. Crossing the porch in the hazy dusk to worship the moon rising like a yellow filling station sign on the black horizon, you feel the faint grit of ants beneath your shoes, but keep on walking, because in this world you have to decide what you're willing to kill. Saving your marriage might mean dinner for two by candlelight on steak, raised on pasture, chopped out of rainforest, whose absence might mean an atmospheric thinness 50 years from now above the vulnerable head of your bald grandson on vacation as the cells of his scalp, sautéed by solar radiation, break down like suspects under questioning. Still, you slice the sirloin into pieces and feed each other on silver forks under the approving gaze of a waiter whose purchased attention and French name are a kind of candlelight themselves, while in the background the fingertips of the pianist float over the tusks of the slaughtered elephant without a care, as if the elephant had granted its permission. Candlelight, a poem by Tony Hoagland from Donkey Gospel, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.